thought the idea was to actually reduce the number of dollars we spend on welfare.
I
mean, why are we trying to double it?
I know. What's happening here is we're taking, and I agree with what Josie says, the benefit system doesn't actually work. It's an imperfect system, but it's the best imperfect system we've got, because if we replace the old this system we have now with the new system, it's going to be even worse.
There's actually this one really good idea I read about a while ago. In Alaska, they give out a dividend from their oil fund to every citizen every year. So that, in effect, is a tax-free, becomes a universal income in itself. So I think they pay like $1,900, I think, in 2014 to every single citizen. So there are other ways of doing it. Working for families is a kind of universal benefit. You know, if you're on a low wage, you get your wage topped up. Now that's a government subsidy. It's definitely something that the taxpayer funds. But it's it works.
We'll come back in just a moment. Jessica Garney, Janet Wilson on the huddle. It's 14 to 6.
If your business doesn't fit the bank mold, or it just seems too difficult, Google Yes Finance, Yes Business. Yes Finance has $50 million to lend to SMEs. Lending criteria, terms, fees and conditions apply.
Yes!
Is your concrete tile roof looking faded and tired? An unsealed, uncoated roof equals big problems. Get your free roof check from Roof Care now while the weather's good.
Call 0800 Roof Care and we'll be there.
The best in the business, call 0800 Roof Care.
Now, if you're considering selling your business, there's some things you need to weigh up. You see, it's not like selling a business. There's significant risk if the wrong people find out your business is for sale. And although you'll be looking to achieve the best market price, you don't want just anyone in the market knowing the business is for sale. The sales process needs to be strategic and confidential. Only qualified buyers with no hidden agenda should be getting information on your private affairs. You'll need an experienced person to protect your interests while they are pursuing the highest price the market will deliver. In short, they'll get you the best price for your business and help you minimise your risks throughout the process. So if it's time to sell your business, you should give careful consideration to who you trust with the sensitive process. Talk to Tony Van Camp from Bailey's. He's licensed by the REAA and he concentrates on businesses worth $1 million or more. To call him direct, 021-222-1555 or Google Tony Van Camp. That is Tony Van Camp, 021-222-1555.
Newstalk ZB community notices.
With stressless recliners from Danske Møbler Furniture, imagine that peace of mind begins with comfort.
Enjoy an afternoon of motorbikes, V8s, hot rods and Christian music as you celebrate Good Friday from 2 at Valinoeth Green in St Heliers. Bring your afternoon tea and some friends for an enjoyable family outing. Bikes and cars will be on display and children's rides will be available. It's happening from 2 on Good Friday at St Heliers.
Caring for our community. Newstalk ZB and Danske Møbler Furniture.
Tonight on The Crowd Goes Wild, live at 7 on Prime, the staple, Smashed and Broke. Plus, we'll have the day's sports news all wrapped up for you and everything else you need to know about life in general. The Crowd Goes Wild, live at 7 tonight on Prime.
It is now 12 to 6, so on to wicked campers, sexist and violent slogans. I spoke earlier to the head of Australia's Council for Civil Liberties. This is Terry O'Gorman.
What's offensive is subjective. And it's interesting that it's the police who've made the complaint to your chief censor, not a particular feminist or a social worker or the like. And that would indicate that if the police are making a complaint, that the existing law in New Zealand, which is similar to that in Australia, in terms of lewd language in public, that the law is not being breached in New Zealand. It's certainly controversial. It's controversial in Australia. It's controversial in New Zealand. But freedom of speech is often controversial.
All right, so that's what the civil liberties lawyer says, Josie. Freedom of expression, freedom of speech. Has he got a point, do you think?
Absolutely he has, and he summed it up perfectly. I'm not quite sure why the police are involved in this, because it's not a criminal case. It's an issue of freedom of speech. And it's very easy to defend speech from people you agree with. This is certainly offensive. It's bad taste. It's not even funny. But the essence of freedom of speech is harm. Are you harmed by this speech? So you have a right, or no one has a right not to be offended, I should say. So you can be offended, but you can't be harmed. And I think that where it's murky, Larry, is with advertising, and you've been talking about this the whole time, that with a TV or a billboard, The advertising industry is basically self-regulating, and they go, okay, we're not going to swear on TV when kids are watching TV, and so on. So they self-regulate. It's complicated, because I think if they don't start to self-regulate this stuff, then, I don't know, the chief censor is going to look at the content, but not the medium.
Okay, Janet, your view on this, I think if you put a billboard up and it referred to kidnapping and gaffer taping women and it encouraged, I don't know, you wouldn't get away with it.
Look, it's really challenging. There's no doubt about it. It's offensive and it's very challenging, but I agree with Josie. Free speech is something that we need to defend, and we need to defend it because, you know, if we don't, we're going to have less and less and less of it. I think what's even worse here, and I think that another sideline issue, is this whole issue of freedom camping, because these wicked camper guys, they get their cars for virtually nothing, and they travel around the country crapping everywhere and really upsetting the locals, and that's another really big issue.
You see, the interesting thing about that is that they have got cheap deals with Department of Conservation camping sites
ground.
And that. Now, that may be taken away.
I think that will be rescinded.
I think that just the business will start to drop. I mean, okay, they're cheap, but it starts to be a bit embarrassing to go around. It's like the kind of jokes your drunk uncle makes at a wedding, you move away to talk to someone who can actually tell a joke. If it starts to be unfunny and a bit embarrassing, then, maybe. Yeah. And also, they don't have access to the places because suddenly DOC is saying, right, you're not allowed in here.
Yeah.
Top 10 holiday parks have said, right, your vans are banned unless you cover the offensive slogans. So I think, the market might decide this one.
All right, let's move on. Janet, issue number 3, the Prime Minister has settled out of court with Bradley Ambrose. I guess that was the pragmatic thing to do, certainly for
him. Indeed, very pragmatic. I'm not sure he totally, I think he was talking out slightly out of the side of his mouth when he said that what he said was ill-advised and he shouldn't have said it about Mr. Ambrose. If you think, if you've ever been in broadcasting, there's a thing called buttoning on and buttoning off if you're a cameraman. And if you were a cameraman that buttoned on and got all of that recording over a 30-odd minute period, it wouldn't actually be like that. It'd be on and off the whole time. So, I'm a little kind of, I think he just decided he wanted to make it go away.
That's right. He didn't want this lurking around in election year, Josie. I mean, in costs, Mr. Ambrose, this could cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars that I haven't got to actually take this case, and he may not win, Josie.
Also, I think he didn't want media yet again covering stories, showing images of police going into newsrooms, which is what happened when this whole thing broke in the election. And that was appalling, actually, to see a Prime Minister make a complaint to the police about something like this, and then police going into newsrooms. Chilling is the word that was used around it.
Right.
That's absolutely right.
Well, I mean, Mr. Ambrose has been vindicated with the deal, so everybody's happy, and, the taxpayers have paid.
Let's move on. I mean, this story's been dragging on for years, hasn't it?
Exactly.
Glad never to talk about it again.
You're sounding very mainstream tonight, Josie. You'll be running for the National Party shortly.
I am mainstream. Mainstream, Larry. Yeah. You're
Josie.
The loony righty.
Yeah. Never.
I am of the people.
Thank you, Josie. And thank you, Janet. Janet Wilson and Josie Bagani on the Huddle. News Talk ZB. It is now 7:20.